Minister. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and distinguished representatives, it is a great honor to be invited to make a statement to this meeting, which I'm doing on behalf of the International Federation of Biosafety Associations and the Bradford Disarmament Research Center in the United Kingdom, with the explicit endorsement of the Chair and Vice Chair of the IFBA Board of Directors. Mr. Chairman, we welcome your synthesis paper, where you note, in regard to the standing agenda item on science and technology, the state's parties recognize that the continuous and accelerating rate of progress in scientific knowledge implies the necessity of deepening the culture of responsible use of this knowledge, which takes into account biological disarmament without undermining peaceful uses. Mr. Chairman, we wish to bring two initiatives related to the effort of promoting biosecurity competence and thus fostering a culture of responsibility in the life sciences to the attention of state parties. The University of Bradford has launched today a guide on biological security issues jointly funded by Canada and the UK under the Global Partnership. The guide is freely available online and covers a wide range of issues relevant to the convention. It contains examples of the activities of relevant international and national organizations and agencies in the areas of biosecurity, such as the PwC Implementation Support Unit, Interpol, IFBA, Inter-Academy Panel, the Global Network of Science Academies, Federal Bureau of Investigation in the US, academia, and industry. The guide further contains examples of how several states parties, such as Denmark, Jordan, South Africa, and Canada, implement biosecurity on a national level. In order to facilitate the dissemination of training content, the guide will be made initially available in English and Arabic. It is further accompanied by a biosecurity education handbook, which features sets of team-based learning exercises for each chapter. The availability of competent personnel engaged in implementing biosafety and biosecurity, including formal training and certification, is probably the greatest single factor affecting the quality of biorisk management programs worldwide. To address this need, starting in 2015, the International Federation of Biosafety Associations has launched a new program for individuals to demonstrate competency in biorisk management and in biological biowaste management. Other technical disciplines related to the management of biological risks, including biosecurity, will be launched in 2016. Certification of competency is based on a body of knowledge developed by subject matter experts with input from stakeholders representing all regions in the world. This distinctive program strives to fulfill IFBA's mission of safe, secure, and responsible work with biological materials by advancing the body of knowledge and increasing the competency of biorisk management professionals worldwide. As of November 2015, about 120 professionals worldwide have taken part in the certification program. Both initiatives were presented earlier this morning at a side event chaired by the UK ambassador. Mr. Chairman, our extensive work in this field clearly demonstrates that in order to address the pervasive lack of awareness of biosecurity and dual-use issues among those engaged in the life sciences, efforts to promote biosecurity education need to be comprehensive and all-inclusive, based on a systematic long-term strategy and underpinned by internationally agreed standards and adequate financial support. The two initiatives described above are complementary and taken together constitute an essential element in the web of prevention required for strengthening biosecurity internationally. Mr. Chairman, we welcome your intention to focus on effective action and to frame your discussions with a view to the Eight Review Conference in 2016. We hope that one of the outcomes of this meeting will be a consensus on practical steps to address the existing deficiency in biosecurity awareness and demonstration of competency in the life sciences. To this end, we urge the meeting of states parties to agree both on the value and urgency of moving towards a comprehensive approach to the implementation of biosecurity education that can be taken forward further at the review conference. In this way, the norm of ignorance of biosecurity would be replaced by a norm of biosecurity awareness, that is essential for fostering a culture of responsibility and security in the life sciences, and thereby achieving an effective implementation of the convention with clear benefits globally for all of us. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and distinguished representatives.